7 0 7
Cue for a 3. Shoots it at the horn. No good. 116 to 150.
Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
In the Region 16 play-in game tonight here at Fitzsimmons John Arena in Moberly. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and these teams have played three times this year. Moberly's won all three, but each game has got progressively closer. The last one here on Valentine's Day, the Grizzlies led by 10 points at halftime, only to see Moberly come back strong in the second half and win that game by 11, 88-77. The Grizzlies are coming off a great win this last Saturday as they beat Three Rivers at the horn on a shot from about 12 feet by Ace Evans with 1.9 seconds to play. And they win the game 73-71. So the Grizzlies come in at 10-19, Moberly 24-6. And I think the last time that Moberly played in the Region 16 play-in game was the 2018-19 season, I think. And they played the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies beat them 89-88. And that was, by the way, the last time the Grizzlies beat Moberly. That's been a long time. Starting five for the Grizzlies tonight, Blaine Harris from Cape, playing at a backline spot. Tyrell Smith, a wingman from Tampa, Florida. Sean Glass, what a great pleasure to meet. Sean's mom and family showed up in mass last Saturday in West Plains. What a joy and pleasure it was to have them, and just delightful folks. That was really fun. Javon Barbie from Tacoma, Washington, at a postman, and Kai Lindsey, who's really been playing well lately, from Endicott, New York, plays at the other guard spot. This game's underway, and Moberly wins the tip. And we're to the point I don't need numbers. I see people, I'm pretty much informed. And Moberly has the ball in the first possession with 10 on the shot clock. Good defense by the Grizzlies here. Straight man-to-man on the left wing. Estes fakes, leans in, shoots a three, and that ball is off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound to the Grizzlies. They come back. Sean Glass. Last game here, we played as well as we could play for the first half. There is not much doubt about that. So we need to get off to a good start here tonight. Kai Lindsey, top of the circle. Goes left-hand dribble. Shoots it high off the board. No good. Ball is going to be tipped over and deflected to Javon Barbie. Grizzlies keep it. Sean Glass now. Sean dribbles left. Shoots a three. Gets his shot partially blocked. There was no change of possession, so the shot clock was running down. Sean had to shoot it, and Moberly comes away with it. Way out, left point three. Banked in and good by Harrison Bailey Howard. He normally comes off the bench. He makes a three. 3-0 Greyhounds. They beat Mineral Area the other night. At the right wing, here's a three by Sean Glass. Good. Boy, that was good from the time it left his fingertips. Sean Glass from the right point drills it to tie it up at three apiece. Left side, here's a push off Banks. Up and under shot. Right hand scoop up and good. Jaden Banks from St. Louis, little point guard listed at 5'9", probably closer to 5'7". In the front court, Sean Glass with it. Kai Lindsey will handle the ball at the point. He starts and goes to his right. Keeps the dribble, keeps it. Bounces it now to Sean at the point. Left wing pass, Tyrell. Down low, Kai Lindsey posts up against Howard. Here's a turn inside, double team back out front, and a 30-second shot clock violation. We just completely lost track of the shot clock there. So good defense by Moberly. Josh Lowe is the postman for this normally starting 5-6-7. Here's a shot, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass swoops in and pulls it away from the rim. Guy on the left, all the way to the hole, puts it up. Lays it up soft, but no good. Ball comes off, taken down by Moberly. Greyhounds in the gray and red. The Grizzlies are in the blue, red and white. Josh Lowe, right corner. At the left point, Banks hesitates, hands it off on the side. Howard Griffith with it. Good defense by the Grizzlies here. Now up front. Banks at the point, goes right, cut off, bounce pass. Nope, pulls up, shoots it good from about 15 feet. Pat Smith always has a really good point guard. Jaden Banks is a really good point guard. 7-3 game now. Greyhounds on top by 4. Hard dribble to the right corner. A 3 by Blaine Harris won't go. Rebound is tipped out. Tipped long, picked up by Javon Barbie. Grizzlies get another crack at it. In the corner, Kai drives the baseline. Pump fake goes up inside and scores. He has been really good. Not just really lately, but all season long. Kai Lindsey getting to the basket and making it a 7-5 game. Josh Lowe will hand it to Howard Griffith. He'll hand back to Banks over on the left side. Caleb Estes may be the best player this year in Region 16. Over on the left side, Julian Doyle in the game. Bounce pass, low block. They post inside, kick it to the far side. Open shot, Banks for a 3, in and out. Rebound, Kai Lindsey for the Grizzlies. Front court, Kai quickly down the lane, bumps off, goes in, right-hand layup, no good, maybe partially blocked. And it comes back the other direction. A lot of contact on the plate, but you got to be able to take contact if you get to the basket. Josh Lowe in the middle, double spin move, and he changes pivot foot, which in most countries is a walk. Missed the shot, picked up by the Grizzlies. Left corner open. 3 ball by Blaine. It's good. Blaine Harris. Eight-7. Grizzlies by 1. In the right corner, Julian Doyle open with a 2. No good. Rebound long. Picked up by Josh Lowe. Moberly keeps it. They get the offensive rebound. Caleb Estes. Left elbow pull-up. 13-footer. Sweet. Good. He is really smooth. Caleb Estes from Kansas City. 9-8 score. Grizzlies down by 1. Javon Barbie dribbles through the defense, puts it up against Lowe, got trapped behind the backboard, hit the side of the backboard. Left point, Lowe hands it back to Estes. 9-8 Greyhound. Step back, 3 by Estes, and that's no good. Rebound on the far side, taken by Kai Lindsey. Up the right side. Sean Glass, Tyrell, back to Sean in the right corner. Screen. Now keeps the dribble. Down the middle, spins in. Fall away from 13 feet. Comes off the rim and won't go down. Bailey Howard Griffith for the rebound for the Greyhound. Estes gets it to Banks in the front court. Josiah Green, Ace Evans will check in. Right after that foul on Sean Glass on a reach-in. And is that the first foul of the ball game? It is. Timeout on the floor with 14 minutes to go in the first half. We're in Moberly. Cotton Fitzsimmons, Maurice John Arena, where the Greyhounds lead by 1, 9-8. And back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Grizzlies back to play, down by 1-9-8 here at Moberly. Early on, 13:50 to go in the half. Pass inside, they post up inside, and they take it inside with... That was Hatchett, who just came in the ballgame. Shaughnessy Hatchett, a 6'5 forward. And he is a beast inside. If he gets the ball inside, he's going to the basket. 11-8 score, Grizzlies down 3. Ty Lindsey on the left side. Dribbles to the right, into the lane, up and under, right-hand layup is good. Ty Lindsey. And the Grizzly guards are good enough. They can break down the guards for Moberly. It's that defensive help, those big guys inside, that can make it tough. On the right sideline, hard dribble right, and they'll move it back the other way with Banks. He'll pull up from 12 feet. Back iron shot won't fall down, ball out of bounds. Grizzly basketball with 13:04 to go in the half. Dehani Flanagan will check in now for the Moberly Greyhounds. 5'9" freshman from Indianapolis, Indiana, so another small guard. Our guards are big enough now with A7s in the ballgame, too. Look for the Grizzlies. Try to get the ball to the basket a little bit here. Grizzlies break some token pressure. A7s, left side. Goes baseline all the way in. Hangs, shoots, no good. Maybe partially blocked by Hatchett. Taken away by the Greyhound. Estes on the right side of the floor. Pull up, top of the circle now for 2. That's way short. Rebound, Ty Lindsey. Up the left side in the corner. Driving baseline all the way in. Driving layup is good by Javon Barbie. John Glass found him in the corner, and Javon just took it straight to the basket. 12-11 game, Grizzlies by 1. In the corner, catch and shoot. Here's Flanagan for 3, and it's good. Dehani Flanagan's first basket of the ball game, and it's 14-12. Grizzlies try to tie here. To the right corner, here's a shot for a 3, no good, but a foul on the shot. And A7. Fouled in the act by Jaden Banks. And that's the first foul call on the Greyhounds today. And we'll get timeout called as Pat Smith complains to Kelly Hunt about something pushing off. Pat's never happy. 14-12. Greyhounds lead by 2. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for a compact tractor that's big on performance? Hi, this is Mark. Massey Ferguson subcompact tractors are now in stock. Built tough and easy to handle, these tractors are perfect for mowing, loader work, and everyday chores around your property. Plus, every Massey Ferguson subcompact comes backed by a 10-year drivetrain warranty for peace of mind you can count on. And right now, payments start as low as $228 per month with approved credit.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
And we come back to Moberly in the first free throw by A7s. The first out of 3 is good, and he'll get 2 more tries. The Grizzly free throw shooting this year, by and large, has been really, really good. We've had a few bad games, but that's going to happen. Second try is going to crawl over the lip of the rim. No good. So one more to go. We've had way more good games at the line than we've had bad games. Third try, good. A7s with 2 off the bench, ties it at 14 all. Greyhounds with the Grizzlies in a straight man-to-man. Over on the left side, Estes to the corner, guarded by Lindsay. Low block, Hatchett turns inside, up, scores, foul the play, basket counts. And that's where you're asking Kai Lindsay, who is listed 6'3", but guarding this guy, Shaughnessy Hatchett, 6'5", on the low block, and that's not a good matchup for the Grizzlies. So Hatchett's three-point attempt is off the mark, no good. And now the Grizzlies back. Here's a drive up and good as Ace Evans got to the rim that time. Able to put it high off the glass. Ace has been in a horrific shooting slump from the perimeter. Here's a three from the wing, no good. Rebound long, Kai Lindsay has it. Grizzlies tied at 16. Pass up the floor, knocked away, and stolen. Ronnie Mbandu in the ball game. He stole that long pass. Big guy, 6'8". Down the point, back to left wing. Open shot for a three is launched and good. Tahani Flanagan makes his second three. 19-16. He shot it, and he took off to the other end. He knew it was going in. Down the key all the way. Kai Lindsay goes up, and he'll be called for an offensive foul. Kai pushing off on the drive in. Well, I guess Pat Smith had a point going into that last timeout as he complained about that single thing. Tyrell Smith comes back in the ball game as Kai goes out. Greyhounds by three. Hatchett on the right side. Backs his guy down, leans in, whistle, we'll get a foul call before the shot. And Hatchett, again, 6'5". That time he had Sean Glass on him. Sean listed at 6'1". And I mean, Hatchett just put the shoulder down and he went straight to the basket. And now subs in. Josiah Green comes out along with Sean Glass and back in the ball game. Clayton Robbins in for the first time tonight. Tyrell Smith, inbound backdoor lay-in is good. Tronny Mbando with his first basket on a back screen that left him wide open on the inbound pass underneath. 21-16. Tyrell Smith. Javon spins in the middle, goes up, puts it up, no good, but he got fouled on the drive, and Mbando will probably get that foul. Nope, that's going to be on Bailey Howard. Harrison Bailey Howard is first. Javon Barbie. Two times. First try is good. Grizzlies down by four. Next try is good. 21-18. Grizzlies defense has really been pretty good so far. At the right point, wide open two is off the rim and no good by Banks. Rebound by the Grizzlies. They come back with 8-7. To the right corner, Tyrell with an up fake. Steps over, shoots the three. That's off the backboard, no good. Put back is no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins underneath. He goes up and scores. Attaboy, Clayton. Kept after it, and finally Clayton got the put back, and it's a one-point game. 21-20. Out on the right, they'll move it over with Flanagan. Another three, that's no good. He was feeling it. Instead, he misses. Rebound to the Grizzlies. Javon Barbie. Ace Evans now will bring it up with a chance to regain the lead. Three by Clayton on the wing, no good. And the rebound comes off the Banks up the left sideline. Step through Flanagan, right side, way out, long three, good. Harrison Bailey Howard. They've made four threes here in the first half. The Grizzlies have made two, down by four. Ace to the hole on the other side, puts it up, no good. Rebound on the weak side, taken down by Banks. Little guy will bring it up, kick it far right corner, Flanagan. and a holding foul on Clayton Robbins on the drive. 24-20, 8:53 to go, and we're bound to be getting very close to another media timeout, just not quite yet. All the officials tonight, just in case Curtis is listening, on the low block, back out on the wing, and a turnover, stepping out of bounds with the ball, turnover on Moberly. Our officials, Lee Guidenheim from down our way, Kelly Hunt, along with Kip Bear and Philo DeBeer. Grizzlies with the ball. 17 on the shot clock. Ace Evans dribbles to the left wing. Keeps the dribble. Hands it off to Sean Glass. Make that Javon Barbie. He looks back door. Nobody open. And now 7 on the shot clock. Barbie over. Ace with it. Jab step. Step back. He's got a 3 look, and it's no good. And the rebound long to the right corner. Been a long time since Ace made a 3. Left side, 3 ball. Flanagan, that's no good. And a fight for the rebound. And Javon Barbie wanted it more, and he got the ball away from Hatchett in the corner. Barbie. Point good. Javon Barbie just raised up and drilled one from 22 feet. Javon has 7. The Grizzlies trail by 1. Julian Doyle out on the right side of the bench. Josh Lowe hands the ball off. Caleb Estes dribbles over. Up fake, steps through, shoots it on the move, no good. Rebound taken by Clayton Robbins. And the Grizzlies now control it. Ace Evans, nearly a half-court game, and it's working for the Grizzlies so far. Get that ball to the rim, if you can. Here's Ace out front. Spins to the middle. Far side pass, too hard over the head of Blaine Harris, cutting on the baseline. Media timeout, 7:17 to play in the first half. For the one-point game, Moberly 24, MSU West Plains 23. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back in Moberly, 24-23. Greyhounds lead the Grizzlies. This has just been, as the score would indicate, just a dead-even game so far. Neither team in the bonus. 3 turnovers against the Grizzlies and 1 for Moberly, so it's been fairly well played so far. Down the lane, Jaden Banks will drive. Puts up a hanger. No good, but he drew body contact. And he gets the foul, and he'll get to the line. Javon Barbie fouled him. And Jaden Banks with 4 points tonight will go to the line. 5'9", sophomore from St. Louis. First attempt is good. We have the good fortune to be able to broadcast from the nicest location in Region 16. They have a press box, an enclosed nice press box, and it's been here for years, and it's still probably the nicest thing in Region 16. State Fair is pretty good, but this is really sweet. Got my own box. 26-23 as Banks connects on both free throws. At the right point, Tyrell in the corner. Blaine, he's got a three look. It's no good. Rebound weak side. Josh Lowe from Overly. This is where Moberly can get a push and make that lead go up. Here's a pass on the drive on a give and go, and the ball is stolen and now bounced off Bailey Howard from Moberly by Blaine Harris. Turnover on the Greyhound. Full court pressure now. Ty Lindsey in the ball game. Blaine Harris off the left side. Here's A7. They call off the pressure and go back to the straight man-to-man with 6:24 to go in the half. 26-23 Grizzlies, 18 on the shot clock. Ace back to the left side. Tyrell with a very long three, and it's good. From the hash mark on the left side, Tyrell Smith connects. I remember the last game here, he started really hot from the floor. Low block, Josh Lowe posts up at 6'7", against 6'4", Josiah Green. Now ball knocked away, good hustle. That's picked up on the other side by Moberly. Now a turnover, and the Grizzly defense working hard, playing physical against the bigger Greyhound lineup, and they force another turnover there. That's the third on Moberly. Ace Evans has it stolen on the inbound. Layup is good by Doyle. Careless pass. 28-26. A7's on the left side of the floor. High screen. Goes around it all the way in. Left hand lay in. No good. And the rebound down to Moberly. Down the middle of the key. A right hand runner down the middle. The floater is good by Bailey Howard. He's got 8. I think that Jared Fay is alerting the officiating crew as to the disparity in fouls on the board. 6 fouls, 2. The Grizzlies have accumulated. And a 30-second timeout is called. Jared's upset because they're not getting to the line because they're not getting a whole lot of calls around the basket on drives to the basket. Which is true. But if you're looking to get the benefit of officiating, there's probably better places to look than Fitzsimmons John Arena in Moberly, Missouri. I say that observing this for 16 years. It'll be Grizzly ball in the backcourt, Ty Lindsey. Blaine Harris, cross court to Kai. And now gets it over the timeline. Into the middle, Blaine Harris, ball knocked away, picked back up. Outside, Grizzlies get into their offense. Moberly is not just tall, they're long. They take up a lot of room out there. Here's Kai with a three on the left side. The back iron shot won't fall. Rebound high in the air, Josh Lowe. The only rebounder there for the Grizzlies was Blaine Harris, and he was outmanned. In the right corner, Julian Doyle. Bounce low block, Josh Lowe. He'll face the basket. Now back down. Bang against Ty Lindsey. Right hand baby hook is no good. Tipped over. Picked up by A7. 36. Grizzlies competing here. Down by 4. A7's out front. Sets a screen to the right. Dribble over. Left side, Kai with it. Dribbles the lane all the way. Left-hand layup blocked off the glass by Julian Doyle. And Moberly comes back as Kai is late to get back into the play. At the point, wide open three. No good. Rebound, Tyrell has it. And with 4:05 to go in the half, both teams look a little bit on the tired side right now. A7, right side of the floor to the corner. Josiah Green. Backs in on the baseline, back outside. Now a long three by Tyrell's and her ball. And it's picked up by Moberly. Why did we shoot that? Here's a three at the point again by Estes. No good. Rebound to Kai Lindsey. Up the right side, Josiah Green. Takes it all the way in, had the ball stripped, and he got fouled on the play. That'll be team foul 3 on the Greyhounds here in the half. And Harrison Bailey Howard has two of them. Tahani Flanagan will check back in for Moberly. Ronnie Mbandu will check in. Shaughnessy Hatchett will check in. Grizzlies look like they're good for right now, and we get another timeout. This will be a full timeout. 3:34 to go in the half. Grizzlies trail Moberly 30-26. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying five lines of top-name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Krohn, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Try is good. One more try for the Parkview product, and it's good. 30-28. Two-point ball game. We've got to work this hard at the defensive end the entire game. That's going to be the key. We're fine while we do. We just can't have any lapses that lets Moberly reel off 8 or 10 in a row. Hatchett out front. Flanagan with it. Screen to the right. Spins to the right baseline. Drifts to the corner. Bounce to the low block. Fall away by Hatchett. Good. That's a good shot. 13-footer by Shaughnessy Hatchett. He has 6. 32-28. On the right side, Desiah Green. Spins to the basket, goes up, lost it all the way up, and he got fouled again. That's the kind of foul we have not been getting. But we've got the last couple of times. Petitioning those in charge sometimes helps. Second foul on Jaden Banks. That would hurt them if he had to go out of the game. He doesn't, though. Desiah Green, free throw, good. One more try. The freshman puts it up and no good. And the rebound down to Shaughnessy Hatchett. 32-29. Banks out front. Down the right side of the floor. Flanagan to the right baseline. And Mbandu will go in. Trapped underneath. Beats it back out front. Flanagan's got an open three shot. And it's no good. Rebound tipped out and picked up by Barbie. Grizzlies could tie with a three. Here's one. Up and no good. Ace Evans got bumped on the shot, but no call. They've already called one foul on a three, and it's hard to get them to make that call very often, but now a foul defenseman on Ace Evans. Reaching around, it'll be a 1-1 for the Moberly Greyhounds with 2:18 to play in the half. And that foul put the Greyhounds in the bonus. So the shooter will be Tahani Flanagan. He is a Hoosier. Free throw is no good. Rebound to Hatchett. Back outside, Flanagan has it, and they start again. Over on the right elbow, Banks. Back out to the point. Flanagan guarded by Desiah Green. Over a high screen. And a ball stolen by Clayton Robbins. Pass up the floor. And Kai Lindsey lays it up. Blocked off the glass by Mbandu. Trailing the play. Now the other way. Here's Banks. He scoops it up. No good. Clayton Robbins has it. And it just gets wild here. Back the other way. Kai Lindsey. Middle of the floor. Back to Robbins with a three. It's an air ball. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. With 1:38 to go. Caleb Estes will check back in for Moberly. They'll also get Dalton Hicks, a pretty handy guard, 6'2 sophomore from Louisville, Kentucky, in the ballgame. Grizzlies will get Josiah Green out in place of, I believe, Tyrell Smith. Minute and a half to go in the half. Grizzlies led last time here by 10. Right now, down by 3. Left side Flanagan, post it up. Here's Hatchett, turning, fading away from 13. Way too hard. Rebound, A7. Grizzlies hold it up in the right corner, and a throwaway. Just an ace through the ball to the right corner. Tyrell wasn't ready for it. They turned, and the ball was going out of bounds, and he had to lean to try to catch it. So Ace has struggled shooting the ball, and he's struggled a few times passing the ball tonight. 32-29. Dalton Hicks. Grizzlies have thrown it away 5 times. Right side Flanagan, 3, way short. Rebound. Clayton Robbins, I think, has his 4th rebound here in the half. To go along with a steal and a bucket. Tyrell, ball fake. Steps all the way through the lane. Right hand running layup, no good. Shot it too hard. He's looking for somebody coming and took his eye off the basket. And now we get a foul at the defensive end on the Grizzlies. That'll be on A7. Second foul, 1-1 again for Moberly. 38 seconds to go in the half. Ace is out. Blaine is in. So right now, Kai Lindsey is on the floor for the Grizzlies with Blaine Harris, Tyrell Smith, Juwan Barbie, and Clayton Robbins. Here's the free throw by Flanagan. He missed the last one. This one is good. Moberly has gotten next to nothing. I mean nothing. Now they're bigger players outside of Hatchett, who has 6. Mbandu, Lowe, Doyle, all those guys. Nothing. Free throw, next one, no good. 33-29. And we have not seen Lavonta Ivory on the floor tonight. And he is their leading scorer. He and Estes, right around 20 a game. Kai Lindsey with 18 seconds to go in the half. Down the left side, no whistle. We'll get a foul call. That'll be the 5th foul on the Greyhounds. No shot. Caleb Estes with his first foul. Flanagan goes out, Banks back in for them. Now Kai Lindsey. Lob out front. Tyrell has it. 12 seconds. Here's Kai with it. Down by 4, 33-29. 7 seconds to go in the half. Lindsey, left elbow, pull-up shot. Good. Kai Lindsey makes it a 2-point game at halftime. With a 15-footer from the left elbow, and the Grizzlies cut that lead down. As we go in at the break, this has been a tight game pretty much from the outset. Neither team has gone on any kind of a offensive run here as they finally get the score changed on the board. The halftime score, the Grizzlies trailing the Moberly Greyhounds 33-31. Grizzly halftime is brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities, and we'll take a look at the Region 16 postseason coming up in 3 minutes on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains for your bee needs.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
31. The Grizzlies have really played like they did last time here. Played really well in the first half, and especially at the defensive end. It was really good, solid work by the Grizzlies on defense. Question is, can we keep this up for two full halves? In the first half, neither team was able to establish any kind of a lead more than about 4 points, I think. In the scoring column in the first half. Now, the last game here, the Grizzlies just shot the ball incredibly well. I mean, it was just off the charts. In fact, in the first half of the last game here between these teams, the Grizzlies in the first half made 12 threes. No, that is 12 threes in the first half of the ball game. But that cooled way down in the second half because we kept shooting threes and they weren't going in. But I think we've learned a little bit, and that is when you're open and can shoot the three, that's fine. That's the way the game is now. But at the same time, if that is not working, you got to have a plan B and sometimes a plan C. That plan B would be taking the ball to the basket. Plan C would be ultimately getting to the free throw line a lot. And the Grizzlies have been able to take advantage of utilizing that philosophy several games here in the second half. But they're going to have to do that tonight. And even though you get knocked on your rear end when you take the ball to the basket most of the time, and you're not going to get a foul call, probably about 75% of those, you still got to be willing to do it. You still got to take the ball in. You got to draw fouls and get in the bonus and get to the line in the second half. Scoring for the Grizzlies, Javon Barbie with 7 points at the break. Guy Lindsey has 6. Blaine Harris, Tyrell Smith, Sean Glass all have 3. Ace Evans has 4. Messiah Green with 3 and 2. For Clayton Robbins, who played extended minutes in the first half, and I thought really did a good job. for the Greyhounds. Their leading scorer in the first half was Harrison Bailey Howard. He had 8. Jaden Banks with 6. Shaughnessy Hatchett with 6. Dahani Flanagan with 7. Julian Doyle and Caleb Estes each had 2. From the free throw line, the Grizzlies were better, 7 out of 9. And the Greyhounds were 3 out of 6. Both teams did very well taking care of the basketball. The Grizzlies ended the half with a total of 5 turnovers, which is, that's totally acceptable, and 3 against Moberly. Well, we'll go ahead and go to the second break for Grizzly halftime, and that's where we'll hit on the Region 16 postseason basketball tournament. I am getting very giddy because the National Junior College Tournament is coming up at the end of this month. And my routine is like the Swallows at Capistrano. I'm going back to Hutchinson, Kansas for the week of the National Tournament and watch as many games as I can. You can't beat it for basketball fun. No way around it. Another break, back in 3 minutes on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without bearing my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
News, I'm Angelo Bavaro, the State Department working.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow Models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
4-team semifinal round. So what that means for these teams is the winner of this game will play in the semifinal round at Park Hills, and that would be on, I believe, Thursday night. The other semifinal will have State Fair playing Three Rivers. Winners to meet at the higher seed court Saturday to play for the Region 16 championship. It's really something. Conference championships, conference tournaments. I've always thought that most of these tournaments to determine who goes to the national tournament just does so much to really demean what the entire season has boiled down to. You play basketball for basically 4 months, and then your postseason determination is decided by how you're playing this year week. And I think it'd be a hard thing. It's a good thing if you're kind of like the Grizzlies, at least you've got a shot at getting in, as tough as this year's been. But if you're a really high seed in the tournament, if you're Mineral or Three Rivers, it could be frustrating on the same count. So anyway, by the end of this week, we'll know who will be coming out of this region playing in a district game to go to the national tournament March the 21st through the 28th at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, a place that just drips with basketball history. The place looks great after, well, it's been in place since 1946. And they've done a lot of work on it, renovation work and things like that, and it still looks wonderful. But it really feels like basketball when you're in that place. We're down to last couple of minutes before we start the second half, so let's go ahead and take the final break here. And the second half of this game between Moberly and MSU West Plains will continue in just 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Time for Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Josh Lowe, Jaden Banks, Harrison Bailey Howard, Julian Doyle, and Caleb Estes. That's a 5-4 of Overly. Grizzlies on offense in the blue, down by 2. In the corner, Tyrell has it. Shoots a 3, and it's good. He's got range. Tyrell Smith makes his first shot. That's always a good sign with a shooter. In the half, made that first shot. Julian Doyle. Right elbow, now on the right side, Estes. Into the low block. They post up inside, whistle, and a hand check foul on Sean Glass.
Foul on
Blast. He tried to slow down Big Josh Lowe there. Call for the hand check, his second foul. And with that foul, Ace Evans will check into the basketball game. Inbound play from underneath. Moberly with it. Tie game at 33. In the right corner, Josh Lowe bangs. Double team outside. Jaden Banks dribbles in. Dishes across. Doyle with a dunk, and he missed it. And the Grizzlies come back with it. Tyrell with another three, and it's good again from the right point. Well, the last one, by the way, let me correct that. He had a two the last time. That was definitely a three, and it's now 36-33. Estes on the right side. Jaden Banks, bad pass on the low block, stolen by Blaine Harris. Fourth Moberly turnover up the right side. Javon Barbie, inside out, H to the point. Ty Lindsey drives in, pump fake, kicks it outside. Tyrell again for a three, no good. Ball comes off, controlled by Harrison Bailey Howard. And he'll shoot a three at the point. No good, rebound Grizzlies. Ty Lindsey, we've played a little over a minute and a half. It's the Grizzlies now breaking the tie on that last Tyrell three, 36-33. Javon with a three at the point. That's good. I got a feeling these boys are starting to feel it from the perimeter. 39-33, Grizzlies by six. We're going to get timeout called by the Moberly Greyhound. Grizzlies go to sit and rest. Pat Smith will scream on the Moberly side. Six-point game, 17:58 to play, 39-33 Grizzlies, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Well, let's see what they do out of the timeout. And now, they say go ahead and play. And now we get another foul call. That'll be on Ace Evans. Going for a steal. Another foul call. That'll be on Ace Evans. Going for a steal. They blew the horn at the table and just waved like, oh, don't mind us. Go ahead. Ace Evans, in the meanwhile, will pick up his third foul. Hatchet out front, right side. Josh Lowe with it. Hands it now to Caleb Estes. What a good player he is. On the right side, picks up the dribble. Left wing pass, Banks. Jimmy Shake can't get by Blaine Harris. Now he's double-teamed, kicks it over. Lowe has to shoot a three at the shot clock horn, and the rebound off the miss up the right side. Javon Barbie in the corner. Blaine Harris, Grizzlies move the ball on the pass now. And now they'll reset their offense. You got Barbie open over there on the right side, but couldn't get it to him quick enough, and now he's covered up. Left baseline, Lindsey dishes inside, driving layup, good. A give and go by Javon Barbie. 41-33. Grizzlies by eight. Biggest lead for either team is 8 points. Estes on the right to the left wing. Up fake. Dribble it to the baseline. 13-foot jump shot off the lip of the rim. No good. Tip long to the corner. Now out of bounds. It's got to be off Moberly, and the Grizzlies with a chance to have a 10-point lead after this possession. Moberly still, after 3 minutes, 11 seconds, yet to score here in the second half. On the left side, Blaine Harris. You know, they talk about how hard it is to beat a team 3 times. Well, Moberly's beat us 3 times. You ever hear him talking about a fourth? Well, if 3 is hard, 4th must be really difficult. In the right corner, low block pass. Barbie, double team left corner. Open shot for a 3 by Blaine. It's good. Blaine Harris. And the Grizzly lead is 11. We've outscored them 13-0 here in this half. Banks down the right side. Double team back out to the corner. Hatchett nearly bubbled it out of bounds. Now they move it to the left side with Estes. High screen. Good defense by Tyrell. Fighting over the top. Down the left. Banks spins to the baseline. Up and around. Kicks it left to the right corner. Flanagan with a 3, and it's an air ball. Taken back, but stolen by Tyrell Smith. Ace Evans all the way to the hole. Right hand layup, and he missed it. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Moberly. 15:45 to go. And here is the under 16 timeout. In the half, the Grizzlies have outscored Moberly 13-0 and lead it 44-33. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Grizzlies have again outscored them 13-0 starting the second half. They're going to get going at some point, so make hay while the sun is shining. Blaine in the corner on the inbound pass. Out the left point, Tyrell off the screen. Ty Lindsey on the left. Dribbles with the right hand, pulls the defender out. Flanagan near the timeline. Pick and roll left. Ty step back and he'll shoot a 2, and that's going to be no good. Trickled off the rim, rebounded by Banks from Moberly. Let's see if they try to get this ball inside, coming out of the timeout. Low, bad pass, thrown away. Estes tried to bounce it to Low on the low block left side and threw it out of bounds. Moberly with 5 turnovers, same as the Grizzlies. And now Moberly, they're just trying to find something that works. They'll go full court pressure here. Maybe try to speed the game up a little bit. But not much pressure as Ty Lindsey walks it over the timeline. Left wing pass, Sean Glass back at the game. Gets it to Desaya. Left wing 3. Good by Sean Glass. Boy, he has got the stroke down right now. 47-33. You can film that and show it to people and say, this is how you do it. That's what it's supposed to look like. Moberly is reeling. Outscored 16-0. Catch it inside. Drop step. Goes up for the bucket and good. They score after 15 and a half minutes. 47-35. Ty Lindsey out front, Josiah Green. Tried to dribble through a defender and got the ball knocked away. Don't need to do that. Now Flanagan drives the lane, puts up a runner, no good. Tipped up, picked up. Hatchett had it, lost it out of bounds, turnover, and it goes back to the Grizzlies. In the backcourt, Ty Lindsey. They don't try and double team the ball, so he gets it over easily. 20 on the shot clock now. Ty all the way to the hole. Puts it up on the run. No good, but he got fouled. He got by Hatchett. And once he got by Hatchett, it was over. Nobody back there on the back line helped him. And I think that Ronnie Mbandu is getting yelled at for the Greyhounds. The 6'7 postman did not come over and help. Jaden Banks with the foul, and that's his third. That's good for the Grizzlies. Free throw number one is no good by Ty Lindsey with one more to come. Clayton Robbins in for the Grizzlies along with Ace Evans, Tyrell Smith, Josiah Green, and the shooter. Ty Lindsey, he of the bright orange shoes. Next one is good. More like tangerine, maybe. Out front, left side, Bailey Howard bounce pass, kicked out of bounds, last touch by the Grizzlies. 49-35, 13:34 to go in the second half. Here's the inbound play, and Mbandu in the corner. Takes it baseline on the side of Green, leans in, right-hand shot, good. He lit us up here in the last game at 17 points, 49-37, Grizzlies by 12. Ty Lindsey out front. Goes to the left. They switch up, and Bandu's guarding him now. Go by him, son. He turns, pump fake, up and under, left hand, good. Now, when on the, at the other end of the floor, here's a drive, ball kicked out in Bandu at the free throw line. Works in, bounce pass baseline, Banks nearly walked with it, circles back outside to the corner. Guy can't guard in Bandu on the low block, and Bandu can't guard him at the free throw line. So it evens out. Estes, baseline hanger, left side, shot no good, tipped over, picked up by Clayton Robbins. Grizzlies come back, up by 14, 51-37 again. Pile it on while you can. Pile them up if you can. Ace Evans out front, beats his guy on the drive, layup, good! You can't let him go left, guys. 53-37. Estes out front, left side. Banks shoots a three. That's way off. Rebound long, and the Grizzlies have it. And Ace Evans will bring it up. Kicks it over to Ty Lindsey. Down the key. Ty hangs, shoots, and scores. Timeout. 18-point game. The Grizzlies have outscored Moberly 24-4 in the second half and lead it by 18, 11:37 to play, 55-37. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for a compact tractor that's big on performance? Hi, this is Mark. Massey Ferguson subcompact tractors are now in stock. Built tough and easy to handle, these tractors are perfect for mowing, loader work, and everyday chores around your property. Plus, every Massey Ferguson subcompact comes backed by a 10-year drivetrain warranty for peace of mind you can count on. And right now, payments start as low as $228 per month with approved credit.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
If you're checking the Grizzly game, here's what you missed so far. Grizzlies lead Moberly at Moberly, 55-37. And we approach the midway point of the second half. The Grizzlies have outscored Moberly 24-4 here in the second half of this game. Estes over. Bailey Howard drives in, lost the ball, and we'll get a foul call with 11:20 to go in the ball game. Blaine Harris is called for reaching in on that play. And evidently he was in the act of shooting. So, Harrison Bailey Howard. He has 8 points, scored all those pretty early in the first half. First try, good. Sean Glass in the ball game for Ace Evans. The 11:20 to go, 55-38. And good. Full court pressure. It will pick up big time now. You watch. Ty Lindsey over to Blaine Harris. Over to Kai, front court, and they break the press. Good job. Way to handle the press there by the Grizzly backcourt. Right side, Desiah Green. Hands it off, Blaine Harris. Out front, Sean Glass, 13 on the shot clock. Desiah, back out behind him. Blake Robbins in the corner. Desiah Green all the way to the basket. Hang, shoot, score! Good job by Blaine Harris to look for him, or Clayton Robbins, that is, look for him on the return pass there. Out on the side, bounce pass inside. Clayton Robbins nearly got the steal. Picked up by Hatchett. Goes up, no good. Ball taken away by the Grizzlies. John Glass in the front court. Kai Lindsey now. John Glass at the right point to the elbow. Pull up, 16-foot jumper. Good! Everything is going down. 20-point game, 59-39, Grizzlies by 20. Flanagan out front, steps through, gets tripped, gets fouled, he'll shoot two. 10:06 to play. Josiah Green will get foul number two. And if you wonder how did this 20-point lead happen here at Moberly tonight after losing to these guys three times this year, first free throw is good by Kahani Flanagan. We just played better. Played better in general, played way better than them so far. And the other thing, defensively, we've taken it up a notch, and physically, we've taken it up a notch. Flanagan makes both free throws. 59-41, 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. Grizzlies getting their motion offense. Kai Lindsey gets to the baseline. Circles back outside. You want to take a little time off the clock, but you don't want to change the way you're playing. Keep playing the way you are. Sean Glass lost the ball, tipped out of bounds. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 9:40 to go. And it'll be John throwing the ball in from underneath. Now the inbound play. Kelly Hunt hands it to him. Pass inbounds. Layup good. As Javon Barbie cut to the basket from the right elbow straight down the lane. They weren't ready for that. 61-41. Here's Banks out on the side. Down the lane all the way. Right-hand runner is good by Flanagan. And a timeout on the floor. 9:22 to go with the ball game. The Grizzlies lead still by 18, 61-43. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
9 minutes, 22 seconds to go in the basketball game, or at least in regulation. The Grizzlies lead this game 61-43. At halftime, Moberly led 33-31. And the Grizzlies have already scored 30 points in this half. Now after the timeout, the Grizzlies with the ball in the backcourt. Lindsey in the front court. Right corner, wide open three. And it's good by Blaine Harris. This is a flipping of the script from the last game here. Only we're doing this in the second half, not the first half. 21-point game. Moberly with it. Ball fumbled out front by Estes. He dribbles to the point, off a screen, pull up, 16-footer is in and out, rebound, Ty Lindsey, and I don't know what Moberly's shooting here in the second half, but it's got to be a number with a one in front of it. 64-43. At the point, to the right wing. Ball dribbled in, ball tipped out of bounds, but it's going to be called off of the Grizzlies. Seventh turnover, and in the game, A7s for the Grizz, and let's see, they don't. I think they're going to get Josh Lowe back in the ball game, so watch for him inside here as Hatchett has it. Left point, left wing. Dahani Flanagan, he's played a lot tonight. Down the key, right-hand scoop shot, off the board, good. Flanagan makes it a 19-point game. 64-45. 7:55 to play. A7s. Over on the left side of the floor, Tyrell. They don't pressure out of it. They're playing zone, and they're not pressuring out of this. Javon in the corner. Blaine shoots a three, and it's off the back iron. Ball goes over to Banks. They come back left to right in the gray. Banks bobbles out front, gets it back. Way out left side of three. It's off the mark, no good. Ty Lindsey with a rebound. A7's on the side. Inside out pass. Ty Lindsey. Cut off. Back out to the point. Javon Barbie. Left wing. Three. Ky. No good. Rebound out of bounds near corner. With 7:03 to go in a 19-point game. Here is the, as you have heard, the under 8 media timeout is upon us. 7:03 to play the ball game. Grizzlies 64. Greyhounds 45. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
really put themselves in a great spot here. They've got a shot at knocking off the Moberly Greyhounds, and they're up by 19 points, 64 to 45. Moberly with the basketball. Left side of the floor to the point. Estes got a wide open three, and it's good. He has 5 points. He hasn't got started tonight. And that's a big reason this game is where it's at. That takes the lead down to 16. 64-48. 6.5 to go in the corner. Tyrell dribbles out. Back across to Blaine Harris. Ace Evans with it. He goes up. Got his shot partially blocked. Maybe missed the three. And the rebound down to Moberly. 6:12 to go in the ball game. Can't that clock run any faster. At the point, screen to the right. And how Bailey Griffith puts up a shot inside. No good. Ball tipped over. Picked up by the Grizzlies. And Blaine Harris. On the left, now to the point. Tyrell Smith, the Grizzlies, and Moberly's in a zone, so the Grizzlies aren't being pressured. They can do pretty much what they want. Right side, Ty Lindsey drives the lane, hangs in midair, shoots off the board, and good. Ty Lindsey now has 13 points. And now we have a whistle, and we'll stop play as Josh Lowe from Moberly seems to have an issue of some sort. And he may have took an elbow in the lip. Jaden Banks and Ronnie Mbandu check in for the Greyhounds. Blaine Harris, Ace Evans go out. And right now the Grizzlies have Tyrell Smith, Sean Glass, Javon Barbie, Ty Lindsey, and Desiah Green. 5.5 to go as we hit the home stretch, 66-48. Estes out high. As a screen right, goes left, now back the other way. Good helping defense. Fall away from 10 feet, no good by Estes. Rebound saved by the Grizzlies. Desiah Green back to Javon Barbie. Great hustle. That play right there kind of typifies what we've seen tonight. Desiah all the way in the basket, off the board. Good. Foul to play. Basket counts. Mbando. Call for his second foul as Desiah Green. That's what I was talking about a moment ago. Don't stop playing the way you've been playing. Keep playing that way. Be aggressive. 68-48. Decide a second field goal of the ball game, and he has 8 points. Free throw is good. And now the lead is 21 with 5:02 to go. 69-48. Now ball lopped out of bounds on the Moberly sideline. Flanagan came off the screen, got bumped a little, and stepped out. .455 to play. 69-48. You're a Grizzly fan. You're enjoying this. The Grizzlies haven't beaten the Moberly Greyhounds since the 2017-2018 season. And I believe that totals 22 games. That's the kind of losing streak we're looking at breaking here tonight. Front court. Ace Evans goes right. Cut off. Back out front. Tyrell with it. 4:35 to go. Tyrell spins to the right wing, back out to Ace. And on the shot clock with 4:30 to play. Ace Evans, behind the back move, goes to the hole, puts it up with the left hand, off the board too strong. Rebound comes off to Moberly, but we ate up a bunch of time. Flanagan goes right, lost his balance, fell down, goes back up with it, missed it. Hatchet up and around from the other side, good. Shaughnessy Hatchett makes it a 19-point game. 4:05 to go. Desiah Green. We just have to take care of the basketball. Moberly only has fouled two times, so they need to foul four more. Or they have five more to get into the bonus. Ace Evans steps through. Left hand layup is good as he went one-on-one with Julian Doyle and got the better of him. Ace with 8 points. 71-50. Hackett turns around the rim, up and good. Or Hatchett with the lay-in. Shaughnessy Hatchett has 12 points. 71-52. 3:15 to go. Left side, long three. Tyrell, no good. Tipped over. Barbie gets it, and the Grizzlies hold on. Sean Glass now with 3 minutes to play. Cross-court pass, bad pass, tip. That's going to be out of bounds. Taken back by the Grizzlies, though. And now we get a whistle. Well, the Grizzlies were attacking the basket. That's kind of a bad break. Kelly Hunt blew the play down because the shot clock, he's saying there was no change of possession. So since the Grizzlies got it back, there should be 20 seconds on the shot clock. So we get, well, they do reset. The Grizzlies have the ball and the timeout. 2:53 to play in the ball game with the Grizzlies blowing out Moberly, 71-52. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
First Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying 5 lines of top-name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Krone, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Backcourt, Ty Lindsey makes the catch. Full shot clock. That was a break for the Grizzlies. Up by 19. Ace Evans. Long Barbie on the right sideline now. Cross-court pass. Desiah Green in the middle, and he'll be fouled. And with 2:36 to go, Desiah Green goes to the line. Well, there's no shot. Should be out of bounds. Third foul call on Harrison Bailey Howard. Inbound, backdoor layup by Barbie is good. Javon Barbie with a great cut. Second time they've run that play tonight. Ty Lindsey with the assist. 73-52. In the middle of the lane. Pull up by Banks. No good. Tip long on the rebound. Out of bounds. Grizzly ball with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Clayton Robbins back in the ball game for the Grizzlies for Josiah Green. And Clayton Robbins is really, again tonight, he has been a plus player. Front court, Grizzlies with a basketball, waiting to get fouled here. 2:12 to play. 73-52. I bet Rachel Peterson's doing the happy dance right now. Backdoor cut. Save from going out of bounds on the wing. Kai steps through. Puts up the shot off the board. No good. Tipped out on the rebound. Barbie has it. And now has it taken away, but a foul will be called on Moberly. Harrison Bailey Howard gets his fourth foul. Dalton Hicks will check in for Moberly. With a minute 54 to go, this one is in the books. Ty Lindsey. That win at home over Butler was a great win. It doesn't compare to this, though, at all. Ace Evans dribbles through and gets cut off, and he gets fouled. Team foul number 5 with 1:42 to go. Dehani Flanagan gets foul number 1. Jared Fage just tells his team, run your motion offense, get it in bounds, and Ace has it in the backcourt. Gets it front court, drives all the way in, left-hand layup is good. Floor was spread, it was wide open, 75-52. Left side, 3, no good. Tipped out on the rebound, and now another 3 by Banks, no good. And the rebound to Blaine Harris with 1:15 to go. The Grizzlies are not coming home tonight. They're going to stay all night in Moberly. Be hard to sleep tonight after this. 75-52. 1 minute to go. Ty Lindsey all the way in. Pump fake inside up and no good, but he got fouled and he'll shoot 2 with 52. Seconds left. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game, and it's fairly tough tonight, but again, I'm going to go back to Ty Lindsey. And we've got so many good guards on this team, and a lot of them could play point, but we have, I think, we've identified a true point guard with Ty Lindsey, and that's been on display the last 3 or 4 games. He has 13 points, and he's at the line now. So he's our Don's Auto Service player of the game. And the free throw, the first try, spins off the rim to the left. No good. Goose Blobenfelt will check in for the Grizzlies. 52 seconds left. One more free throw for Ty Lindsey from Endicott, New York. Free throw number 2. Back iron, side iron, no good. Now we just don't want to foul. Hatchett will take it down the lane. Goes up inside, and he gets fouled. Blaine Harris will get his second.
Blaine foul number 14.
Oh, they give it to Goose instead. So his first, 45 seconds to play. Shaughnessy Hatchett. He ate us alive in one of these games in West Plains earlier this year. First free throw try is no good. Break. 75-52. Grizzlies lead here at Moberly. Next one, no good. Rebound. Javon Barbie has it. 38 seconds. 75-52. Grizzlies will now advance on and play. General on Thursday. Drive up. Good. Foul the play as Ace Evans gets fouled. The basket will go. With 27 seconds to go, Dalton Hicks will get the foul for the Greyhounds. Pat Smith on the Moberly sidelines looks up and stares at the clock. I think he's as stunned as everybody else in here at the margin. Free throw, next try is no good. Oh for 1 for Ace. Now back to Moberly in the right corner. A 3 is in and out, back in again. So it's a 3 by Josiah Griffith, who just came in the ball game. He's a freshman from Columbia. And they call timeout just for a substitution, I think. 15 seconds left. 77-55. Inbound stolen. Here's a drive by Hatchett. Tried to dunk it. Missed it. Saved from going out of bounds. Out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Nope, it's going to be out of bounds off Moberly. 7.6 to go, and this game is over. It is over. Over. 77-55. And for the first time since the 2017-2018 season, the Grizzlies have beaten the Moberly Greyhounds, and boy, do they do it in a big way on the road at Moberly. And they do it by a margin of 22 points. Jared Bay is already on his way up here, so we'll talk to him. Region teams agreed that after ball games that they'd forego the handshake line and all that. And that's what we just saw here. So the Grizzlies win it, 77-55, and I'm sure, I don't know if he can think right now. He's gonna have a million things running through his head as he sits down over here to my left. I even see a Grizzly ball cap coming up the steps here as Jared Page settles in over here after the final score of 77-55. I don't even know where to start with the good stuff that we did tonight, because basically it was pretty much all good stuff tonight.
It was. Even that first half, you know, Sean got in foul trouble. And then Ace got two. I wanted to just get the half where, you know, the game was close and we were down two. A lot of credit to the guys, though. They came out with a lot of fire in that second half and everybody contributed. We really guarded, really rebounded, shared the ball. It's a really good basketball.
We've had halves this year,
sure,
where we played really well. And then the next half, the second half in a lot of cases, didn't match up. Tonight, I thought our intensity and physicality went up in the second half after it was really good in the first half. And that's something that we've been kind of wanting to see more of. And boy, did we ever have that tonight.
We did. And it was from everybody. Clayton Robbins coming in, making big plays, rebounding, Desai Green, Blaine Harris doing what he does. We guarded the post really well. We were doubling. Our zone was really kind of in tune. The guys were communicating. They did everything well tonight. Really proud of them.
I think that it has kind of made itself semi-obvious, at least, here in the last probably half dozen ball games, that Kai Lindsey can flat out play the point.
He was the best player on the court tonight. He really was. They were, you know, matching up, trying to get up different guys, guard him. And he was just so smart. And like you said, playing a point, like, wasn't necessarily just him scoring. Obviously, he was doing that, but he was reading things, calling things, and just in control of the game.
I wrote down at the bottom of the scorebook here at the end, defense, persistence, good choices, toughness. We only had, unofficial, 7 turnovers tonight, and that is fantastic for here.
It is, and I think 4 of them were unforced in the first half. I think I can name off each one of them. That's a lot to do with Mekhi and just him controlling the ball and being a leader out there for us.
You have to feel, I know you feel good. I know you feel good for yourself, but I know you got to really feel good for the kids to show, to have a payoff here at the end of the year like
that. Yeah, exactly. You know, being Three Rivers on Saturday and then ending Moberly season here on their court. You're right. The guys were, you know, our first stretch, we weren't playing very well at all through conference. The second stretch, started playing a lot better. But we weren't getting the wins. You know, a lot of close losses. And I do feel bad for the guys. I felt like they deserved to get some wins. And what better time than now?
Well, maybe the next game. Where?
We're at Mineral Area. They won the conference. We'll be there Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
I think that the last two times we played at Mineral, we played pretty good. And if we can play like this, we got a pretty good shot.
Yeah, we can't get up to a slow start. That's kind of what we've done a couple times there, got up to a slow start and then battled our way back in. But we're a lot better basketball team right now than we were then. And they're a really, really good team. I'm not going to lie. They're very talented. But, you know, we got nothing to lose at this point. We're going up there and we're battling and keep doing what we're doing.
Well, enjoy this. Congratulations. Right.
Thanks, Harlan. Thank you.
You bet. Jared Bay, head coach of the Grizzlies, after this great win, 77-55, and the Grizzlies break a 22-game losing streak to the Moberly Greyhounds. And what I should have been doing, as Jared was wrapping up, I should have been going down my book here and totaling up the points from the ball game, but I'll try and do that as I do this. So in the ball game for the Grizzlies, our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Kai Lindsey, finished tonight with 13 points. The other scorers in the ball game for the Grizzlies, the leading scorer for the Grizzlies tonight with 16 was Javon Barbie. He was terrific. Ty Lindsey, Blaine Harris, Sean Glass all doing a good job getting him the basketball and getting to the basket. 13 points for Ty Lindsey, 12 points for Ace Evans, 9 for Blaine Harris, Tyrell Smith, and Sean Glass each had 8. Josiah Green had 7. And Clayton Robbins scored 2. Had really good minutes tonight and had at least 4 rebounds that I can recall right off the top. So the Grizzlies win the game 77-55. Now off we go to Mineral Area in 2 nights. That game will be here on KDY. So the Grizzlies win it over the Moberly Greyhounds in the play-in game in Region 16. And this is also, I'm fairly sure, the Grizzlies' first region tournament win since the 2017-2018 season. Final here, 77-55 Grizzlies. And thanks to Jacob back in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Moberly, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.